Three apple pies and two ice creams for number 17.
Not far above my head is a handle sticking out from the top of the dustbin.
I should be able to reach that.
Holding onto the bottle, I leap, turn a somersault in mid-air, and catch hold of the handle with the end of my tail.
This is great!
I swing to and fro, upside down.
This is how a trapeze artist in the circus must feel.
The old bag on table 13 says the meat's too tough. She wants another portion.
The cook takes her plate, scrapes off the meat, and slaps another bit on instead.
Come on, guys, give her some gravy!
He carries the plate round to everyone in the kitchen.
Enjoy your meal, madam, you whinging old cow.
Every one of the cooks spits on the food.
It's horrible.
All done. Tell her we hope she chokes on it.
I will. By the way, everyone in the big RSPCC party wants the soup.
What did he say?
I creep closer to hear what's going on.
For the soup for the big party in the large silver soup tureen.
The cook places a huge silver basin onto the wooden side bench.
That's where the soup is going. So that's where the stuff in my little bottle is going as well.
Up near the ceiling is a long shelf full of saucepans.
I have to get up there. Then I'll be directly above the soup basin.
But how to get across the kitchen? Then a great idea comes to me.
I'm going to swing like a trapeze artist.
I jump and hook my tail round the handle of the dustbin and start swinging backwards and forwards, higher and higher.
Got to let go at just the right moment.
One last big swing and let go with my tail.
Whee!
I fly across the kitchen and land on the middle shelf.
It's marvellous being a mouse.
From there, I somehow managed to climb up a water pipe to the top shelf.
Now, I just need to get above the basin. That's about right. Here we go.
I carefully unscrew the top of the bottle and tip it all in.
That's it! I've done it!
The next moment, a cook comes along with a gigantic saucepan of steaming green soup. He pours it into the basin on top of the magic potion.
Soup for the big party, all ready to go out?
Yep, I've got it. Going out now.
The waiter picks up the silver basin and carries it away.
The witches are going to get the mouse maker.
I make my way back along the shelf. I begin using my tail more and more. I swing from the handle of one saucepan to the handle of another.
Ready, steady, whee! Now we'll just jump across there. Whee! It's great being a mouse.
I'm having so much fun, I forget something important. I should be keeping out of sight.
I can do somersaults and backflips and...
A mouse! Look at that, dirty old mouse!
Uh-oh.
Kill it!
Coming out there!
Ow! I'm falling!
Catch it quick!
Ow! My tail! Where's the tail?
Kill it before it gets away!
It cuts off!
Step on it!
Got to run!
I twist and turn and dodge and swerve across the kitchen floor. And then...
Get it!
Hide!
I run up the inside of the cook's trouser leg and cling to his sock.
Hey, it's got me trousers! Slammed into me!
My friend's smashed if I don't move. And the only way is up.
Oh, he's running up my leg!
Get
him
out of here!
Get me knickers! Oi! Oh! Help! He's running around in me flaming knickers! Get it out! Somebody help me get it out!
Take off your trousers!
This is not a good place to be!
Get them off! Ooh. You little swine!
Drop your pants and we'll soon catch him!
Roman wasn't here!
I find the top of the other trouser leg. Ooh. I go down it like waste lightning.
I'm on the floor!
Before anyone sees me, I dive into a sack of potatoes and hide, trying to get my breath.
You've taken your trousers off. He's not in there.
Well, he was.
There's no mouse in your trousers. Look.
I swear he was in there.
It was only a mouse anyway. What a lot of fuss about nothing.
Have you ever had a mouse in your trousers?
No, but then I don't usually work in the kitchen wearing only my pants.
I have to get back to Grandma. Yeah,
get on with it.
2B specials are table 6.
A waitress comes in through the kitchen doors, and I make a run for it. I get through them just in time.